This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. Steve Elkins is with us live in Florida in the path of the hurricane. Welcome, Steve.
Hey there, Benny. How you doing?
Good. Steve, I just wanted to share one quick thing before we get into today's broadcast about preparedness for things like storms, hurricanes, ice storms, floods, those kinds of things, inclement weather. We have had here at our farm three John Deere riding lawnmowers. Now, these are a little bit bigger than the ones that you see at Home Depot and Lowe's and, you know, the Chinese factory outlet when they sell them. But they're green, and they have, you know, green and yellow, yellow wheels, the John Deere colors. They are branded John Deere. And all three of them have 42-inch mowers. And all three of them had broken, cracked decks. And I'm talking about the mower deck that that contains the spinning blades. All three of them had decks that cracked and had to be welded back together or they would not operate. I'm not talking about little cracks. I'm talking about substantial cracks, broken bracketry, broken transmission mounts. I'm talking about major, major design flaws. And I hope John Deere is listening, and I hope they call their lawyer and threaten me so that we can get into this in a much greater detail with pictures and, you know, so forth. But what I'm saying is, when you buy, whether it's an appliance like a refrigerator, and you find out that your door liner, the part where the plastic part that holds your jars and butter and things like that breaks and cracks, and you think, gosh, am I the only one? The answer is no. In my view, you're not the only one. Are you the only one with these lousy John Deere mower decks and transmission brackets and stamped steel, we can't even call them a frame. I don't know what you'd call it, but it's what the frame used to be. But now it's a stamped steel, thin structure that is poorly engineered. Not enough steel, not enough gussets, not enough weld, not enough material. When yours breaks, are you the only one? No. When the support that holds the little axle stud, which is the bolt that the wheel rides on, that's on your push mower or your self-propelled mower, and the deck breaks there, and you go, geez, I guess we're the only ones. No, you're not the only ones. This is a result of forced obsolescence, poor planning, poor materials, substandard everything, materials, planning, design, construction, everything. It's poor, of poor quality all the way around. And I just wanted to share that with you. That so three out of three, substandard. Three out of three, and they're all similar. So when you want to spend that extra $500, you know, the $2,000 for that little riding mower, and you say, well, I'll spend maybe the $500 to $1,000 to have a green one with yellow wheels, you're probably going to find out that it's not much better. And there is a rash of engine failures as a result of just pressing in the studs or the valve guides in these Briggs & Stratton engines. They get hot, and the valve guides pop out, and the engine will no longer run properly. And what's the repair? Probably around $600 or $700 to repair that substandard design. How do I know? We've got one of them here. It's a Poulan Pro. Poulan Pro, and it's worse than a John Deere. Well, in some respects, it's worse than a John Deere. Substandard everywhere you look at it. So I just wanted to share with you that whether it's, if you buy one of these mowers at the big box store, it's probably made by the same company, MTD. That used to be called Murray. That was the cheap lawnmower that Walmart used to sell, Murray. And now it's MTD. And what do they make? They make a whole bunch of these different colored lawnmowers. Lots of brand names, same factory. Same factory. Any comments, Steve Elkins? Have you seen, in your experience, have you seen friends and neighbors with broken lawnmowers that, gosh, you know, I've only had them 10 years and they failed?
Yeah, I actually have, Vincent. I agree with you. You know, the corporations are cutting back on materials. They're, you know, you can use the same example as the automobile industry. I mean, look back in the 50s, the steel they used in their cars. I mean, you couldn't, we have hailstorms now out in Texas and Oklahoma, and I used to live there, and the cars would just be pelted with the hail, and you'd have dents all over your car. That would never happen back in the 50s and early 60s. The metal was much thicker. So, yeah, corporations are trying to find ways to increase their profit margin, and they're going to cut back on resources. You know, the metal's not going to be quite as thick. It's going to, you know, they fix that. Actually, they cover that up. Their faults of what they cut back on with making it fancy. You mentioned the fancy colors. All those fancy colors, oh, my gosh, it's just beautiful. It looks great. But tap on it a little bit, and you realize pretty soon that it's either plastic or a lot of stuff is plastic or just very thin metal. So, you know, kind of covering up the flaw with attractiveness, a color. That's a good little marketing strategy there to cut back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, family was in the vehicle yesterday. We went to the big city, Springfield, Missouri, and I was at a traffic light, and I looked over to my right, and there was this relatively new, I'm thinking maybe 2 or 3 year old Chevy roller skate. I'm talking tiny, tiny, tiny Chevrolet, and great big Chevy logo on this little tiny car, and the door was crashed in, and I said to the family, look at that door. Doesn't it look like that door is so thin? What do you think happened to that door? And our son said, shopping cart. And I mean, this, you know, you would think that if that kind of a wrinkle, in a 1950s, 60s vehicle, maybe all the way up into the 80s, if you took the door off and laid it down, on a sidewalk or a driveway, for example, and then you jumped up and down on the skin of the door, you wouldn't be able to wrinkle it the way this door was crashed in because the metal is so thin. So, class, as you drive around and you look at these new cars and you look at these huge sections of damaged sheet metal, just think about how thin must that steel be in order to make that kind of damage. And you'll probably come away with the thought that the paint plus, you know, the primer, plus the colored coat, plus the clear coat is probably, that combination of the paint is probably thicker than the steel.
Yeah.
I think that's what you come away with.
On top of that, Vinny, you know, the cars are lighter today because a lot of plastic parts and just really thin steel. You think, you know, that the manufacturer would say, well, we did that for economic reasons, actually save you cost on purchasing a car, and also will increase your fuel consumption, your fuel mileage, miles per gallon. And, of course, we know that hasn't happened. We're actually really far behind, and that technology has been suppressed. Now, I remember back in the 70s when the Honda CRX came out, a little small car, and it supposedly got 67 miles per gallon under ideal conditions. 67 miles an hour in miles per gallon back in the 70s. Now, you think back then, okay, where should we be now with miles per gallon on our cars? And we're stuck at around 23, 24 on your SUVs. They've suppressed this technology, no doubt about it, for the corporations. And we should be far, far surpassed the 67 miles per gallon. But that technology has been squashed. for good reason. They're just going to, you know, this is their domain. They're not going to give us great miles per gallon on our cars. That's technology that's been suppressed.
That's correct. And it used to be that, back in the 60s, 70s, maybe even into the 80s, that if you looked at the vehicles manufactured in Europe, they got way better fuel economy than we got in the United States, assuming the same weight vehicle. So, for example, if you took a Mercedes from Europe versus that same Mercedes badged in the United States, the European one would get better fuel economy, more miles per gallon. Well, since the EPA has put all these devices like exhaust gas recirculation and catalytic converters and all these other engine pollution control devices, the economy went down and down and down. So the automakers figured out that they could use less steel, as you mentioned, and still sell the cars. And they make them look nice. They're appealing in terms of when you look at one in the showroom. Well, and one other way that automobile manufacturers have reduced the costs of producing a new car is by removing the spare tire, the jack, and the tools to change that tire and to jack up the car. In 2017, 28% of new car models in 2017 were sold without a spare tire and standard equipment. Can you imagine that? 28% sold without a spare tire as standard equipment. And is there a law? Is it illegal to not have a spare? Nope. There's no legal obligation to carry a spare tire, and nor does the manufacturer have an obligation to provide a spare tire in your vehicle. I have here at the farm a 1968 American Motors Ambassador station wagon. That was their flagship model, the Ambassador. And it was called a cross country. This particular one, I bought it for the engine. Brad Pitt used to ride around in this when he was a child. So we have that vehicle. I mean, it's not really important that Brad Pitt's butt was in this vehicle. But this particular station wagon came with a spare tire, a full-size spare tire. Not one of these inflatable spare tires, not one of these little donuts, but a full-size spare tire with the same exact wheel painted to match the vehicle as the four wheels that are on the outside of the car. So now you have five wheels, five tires, all identical. And what you could do is, we used to rotate tires, because if you had a fifth tire and wheel, you could put that on and rotate the tires and get maximum wear out of all the tires. And it worked great. But we don't do that anymore. We don't rotate our tires. Well, we do here at the farm. We do it all the time. That's why we lubricate the lug nuts with synthetic grease, because those lug nuts are going on and off and on and off a lot, and we would wear out the studs and the lug nuts if we didn't lubricate them. So, class, if you decide that you're going to lubricate the lug nuts on your wheels, you must torque them down. Okay? And don't do it because we do it. Do your own research, because if that lug nut comes off because you haven't torqued it properly, don't blame us. Okay? We do it. I'm not suggesting you do it, but if you want to, look it up and make sure you do it right. There's plenty of information on it on the internet. Steve Elkins and I will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. He's a broadcaster. He appears every weekend, Sundays, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can find him. Just go to Republic Broadcasting Network and you'll see these there, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time.
I wanted to add some to your last comment, Vinny.
Sure.
Yeah, we need policy. You talk about the spare tire. You're right, they're missing on these cars. And that we need laws, we need legislation, because manufacturers don't have common sense. I'm just so blown away that you buy a car, you look in the trunk, and there's no spare tire. You know, it's pretty sad that the common sense, for some reason, their profit margin, they want to increase their profit margin, that they're willing to cut something that's very, very important from your automobile. You should have a spare tire and a jack. These are just common things you need. And that they finally, somebody in the boardroom sat down and said, you know what, where can we save more money? Well, let's kick around this idea. Let's get rid of the spare tire. Let's get rid of the jack. People don't know how to change tire anyway, probably, and they'll just call the tow wrecker service, and they'll do the job anyway. So, you know, we can save some money this way. But I do believe that is a necessity, and it's unfortunate that these people aren't smart enough to see that and that they're just full of greed. So let's have some legislation. But then again, the legislators are too busy, darn busy right now, Vince, writing legislation to determine which bathroom we're supposed to be using. So, you know, there you go. Tied up.
Well, Okay. Well, let's talk about the spare tire for just another couple of seconds. By the way, sure. Doc Graham called me this morning, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He has laryngitis, and that's why he's not with us today. But he will be back next Thursday, as usual, on the regular schedule. So he has laryngitis, and although he's okay, he'd be very difficult to hear, and it'd be difficult for him to speak. So that's why Dr. Richard Allen Miller is not with us today. And Steve Elkins, I called him at the last minute. I asked him if he would like to join me today, and there he was. He said, sure. So within with less than 15 minutes notice, we're on the air together, or about 15 minutes. So spare tires. A spare tire, if you look in the trunk of a vehicle with a spare tire, you'll notice that the spare tire is actually an engineered component within the body of the vehicle to absorb some of the force of a rear-end collision. Okay? So that spare tire is a strong piece of steel. It's got the rubber tire to absorb some of the shock. The steel absorbs some more, and it protects the people inside more than if you don't have one. Think about that. Okay? So what if you, class, we have a lift here, a rotary lift. We can put cars up in the air and walk under them. If you were to see what is behind that plastic covering of what is considered the new bumper on the front or the rear of a vehicle, you would be shocked. Literally, it's a stamped piece of steel, usually. In some Volvos, older Volvos, it was forged or cast aluminum. But new vehicles, it's a stamped piece of steel with a styrofoam and then the plastic bumper. So from the outside, it's this plastic skin, this flexible plastic skin, a piece of styrofoam, like you would have in a cooler if you bought a cooler to keep your food from getting warm on the way home from the store, or one of those little kickboards that we used to have. We'd kick them around and hop on them and kick around the swimming pool. That styrofoam, and I'm not exaggerating, about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches thick, and then the steel, stamped steel, which would be the real bumper. But it's nowhere near as strong as the bumpers used to be. Nowhere near. So that's what's there in the front and the back of the new cars. So you've lost the spare tire on many vehicles, and if you're going to buy a new vehicle, the answer is don't do it. Make sure you get an older vehicle, like somewhere around, in my opinion, somewhere around 2000, maybe a 2001, 2, 3, or 4. That's it. I wouldn't go any newer than that. Because they use more steel. And what manufacturers have been doing is they let the accountants loose. They said, okay, guys, go on out and look at these cars. We know you don't know anything about them, but go and look and see if you find some things we can take off the cars. And then make a list, and whoever can take more things off the car for the new production year, you win. And we'll do that. And that's what they've been doing. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having bypassed Puerto Rico and then dumped torrential rains on the U.S. Virgin Islands, Hurricane Dorian is now setting its sights on the southeast U.S. coastline. Many predictions have it coming into Florida late in the holiday weekend. However, the cone of uncertainty is wide, as Governor of Georgia Brian Kemp notes.
Right now, weather officials project that Hurricane Dorian may continue to strengthen, and the cone of the impact could move along the coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Or it could move up through Florida and then through parts of South Georgia.
Global stocks are surging after China hinted that trade talks with the Trump administration may start up again, breathing life into the hopes the world's two biggest economies will reach a deal soon to end a trade war. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fox. I know there's something
happening. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Steve Elkins is with us. He's an emergency room nurse, 27 years experience, intensive care nurse, and he lives in Florida. And as you heard on the news, Hurricane Dorian spares Puerto Rico, but is strengthening. And it will be stronger by the time it reaches Florida on Labor Day. And it could be one of the worst storms to hit Florida in three decades. Winds in open waters were about 85 miles an hour. In the Virgin Islands, there are power outages, and people are preparing. Steve, let's talk about preparedness, what you do in times like this, and what other people do, and what some people don't do that they should do.
Well, Vincent, I started, when I moved down here, I've lived here before. This is several times returning back. This is my final return to the state of Florida. I'm living here. I'm going to retire here. I'm going to die here. So I know what has to be done, what you're supposed to do. So there's never been a problem in my household of how to be prepared. There are plenty of government sites out there which probably never get much hits, very many hits to tell you how to get prepared, what you really need, the essentials. But I've always known, so because I'm kind of a preparedness kind of guy. So food, water, of course, dry goods, fuel, generator, make sure it's a working generator, medicine, dog food, medicine, ammo, firearms, there's a whole list of things you need to do, and there's things you should be, prepared to do, and waiting to the last minute, it seems to be that Americans, and I'm going to use your little acronym in GDP, the general dumb population, they're risk takers. So they risk at everything. They gamble too much, they eat too much, they drive without seat belts, they drive around motorcycle without a helmet. So why would it be any different to lollygag and just wait to the last minute and say, hey, you know what, this thing's really going to hit. Now I need supplies. Guess what, shelves are all empty. And now you're going to go knock on a neighbor's door to say, hey, will you help us out? And I think you know how I'd answer that one now, because I am a much wiser person these days, that people who have the ability to prepare and have failed to prepare for emergencies like this, they'll be the ones. They'll be the ones coming to ask, playing the pity game, and then if you don't, they'll take. So that's why I mentioned having firearms and enough ammo to take care of yourself and defend what you have, your needs. But, I went to Walmart yesterday. It wasn't really to buy anything. We got plenty of water storage. We got plenty of fuel, gas, fuel for generators. Everything's all up to up. I just had to pick up some grocery stuff. But I did notice what people are walking out with, because they hadn't prepared all along. You live here, you know when the hurricane season starts and when it ends. So why do people wait this far out when the season is starting? It started a couple weeks ago. Why are they doing this? Beyond me. Beyond me, it's the same people that never take the warning serious. But I can also blame, I'm just going to tell you this, I'm also blaming a little bit of the Weather Channel. Now, if you ever watch the Weather Channel, Weather Channel is doom and gloom almost every time when they talk about a storm. They've become that little boy that cries wolf all the time. And I think they've done that so much that people around here go, well, you know, the Weather Channel, they're doom and gloom. Everything is always hyped up to be more than it really is. And a lot of times that's the truth. The Weather Channel overstates the necessity, the urgency, or the magnitude of a storm. They're very famous for that. I mean, they get more ratings, they get more advertising dollars, and it's just fun to talk about disaster. You know, and then they have their little spinoff shows of, look at this. So I can blame that agency there, the Weather Channel, for some of this problem. But people who've lived here long enough, actually, I think the ones who've lived here long enough, been here a long time, have learned to take these things serious. And if it fizzles out and turns into nothing, well, then that's fine because you're still prepared. But there's a lot of risk takers. And I saw people walking out with things, and this was their necessity list, alcohol, making sure we got enough beer, alcohol for the storm. And I guess they are sitting on top of their mobile homes in a flooded region there, waiting for the helicopter to come pick up, holding a Bud Light. But these are the people that we shouldn't waste too much time on. They are the GDP, the general dumb population. But that's what our government spends the most time on and wastes the most money on, people like that. So in a nutshell, I said, be prepared. You live in this state. You know what's coming. And don't wait to the last minute. There's checklists you can find online, and fulfill that checklist. I have a runaway bag if I need to, with my papers, everything that's important to me. We simply pick up and we run. I have a weather radio that is battery-operated, monitoring the situation where we are. There's things we can do that people just aren't doing, and later on play that victim card.
Okay. I agree with everything you said. And we talked about food. And here's a real simple thing. Do you really need freeze-dried food? The answer is no. Not for this kind of a situation. You can go to the store when it's on sale ahead of time, expecting that maybe someday there's going to be a storm, maybe the shelves are going to be bare, maybe it's going to be chaos at the Chinese factory outlet, you know, the day or two before the storm. So you can go and buy cans of baked beans. Check the dates. They keep a long time if you keep them at a constant temperature.
Yeah.
If you got a basement and it's not moldy and damp, it's relatively dry, you can store them down there. They'll keep for years. They'll keep for a couple years past the date. But push on the top of the can. If it starts to bulge, do not eat it, okay?
Right.
So that's one thing you can do. So baked beans, you can buy it on sale for 39 cents a can. You can go to Aldi and get them there. And that's probably the regular price, maybe even 49 cents now that we have inflation rearing its head. But 39 cents, 49 cents a can, get a case of them. And get a mechanical manual can opener because you may not have electricity. Everybody should have one of those. The kind that has the, you can actually open a flat top can by putting a triangular cut in it, you know, a lift up can opener.
That was the military P-37.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
They're great. Great tool.
Right. And you can buy them at the Chinese factory outlet. They're still available. Probably around a dollar. I don't know. We haven't bought one in 40 years, but probably around a dollar. You used to get them if you bought beer at the local alcohol selling stores. They used to give you these can openers, and they would say Rheingold or Schlitz or Pabst or something like that. It was a trinket, an advertising trinket. And so alcohol is not even on my list. I wouldn't even think about that. Why would I want to become dehydrated in a situation where I have to be at my peak mental capacity? Why would I want to lower my understanding of the situation by dumbing myself down with alcohol? Why would I want to do that? That's like the dumbest thing I can think of in a situation like this. You know, you're sitting on your roof waiting for a helicopter to come by, and so what do? You have a few Bud Lights? Really? That's insanity.
Yeah.
Next thing is water. Now, there's all kinds of water that you can buy, or you can save your 2-liter bottles, rinse them out, and fill them with tap water. If you have tap water, it probably has chlorine and fluoride in it anyway. So if you keep it in the dark, it'll probably last for months and months. And what you can do is rinse out those bottles and then refill them with fresh water after a couple of months to keep them fresh. Now, what you also can do, and this is what we do, is we will squeeze out about 10% of the volume of a 2-liter bottle, fill it with water, and then have about, so the water can expand about 10%. Put the cap on it, put it in the freezer. Have a bunch of them. And what that does is that will keep the cold in your freezer. Okay? So if you decide to go buy some meat and you bring your cooler with you, you take out that 2-liter bottle, and that will keep the meat cold or cool while you bring it home. And it's also a spare water container. You can always let that ice in the bottle turn back to liquid, and now you've got 2 liters of water. But there's another thing you can do. And if you go to the store and you want to buy milk jug-style water bottles or water jugs, 1 gallon, you can buy spring water or you can buy distilled water. Now, what I do is I buy distilled water. Why? Because if I have to top off the coolant or the antifreeze in a vehicle, I use distilled water. So I have distilled water. I also top off batteries, whether they be a automotive battery, a truck battery, or a solar system battery. I use distilled water only for that. So what I'm saying is, for that 94 cents a gallon, you can have water, and you can top off your automotive batteries, or you can drink it. So dual purpose, same 94 cents. those are just thoughts on food and water.
Generator. Let me go back to the water thing real quick here, Vince,
sure.
Because you mentioned something
sure.
very interesting you and I have talked about, because you know I'm a winemaker also. But when you talked about taking the water bottles and freezing them and putting those in your freezer, great idea. That is a concept called thermal mass, lowering temperature by use of thermal mass. And we use that in winemaking all the time. So that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
And, you know, I learned this many, many years ago. Back, I think, in the 60s, my aunt bought a new refrigerator. And the guy that delivered the refrigerator to her house said, "Now, look, if you keep this thing empty, it's going to run and run and run
right.
a lot, and your electric bill is going to be higher. But if you keep a lot of food in it, you'll have that thermal mass, as you were talking about, Steve. And that will maintain the cool temperature inside the refrigerator, and the compressor will not be called on to cycle so often.
Correct.
Because it takes about three times the amount of energy to start the refrigeration compressor as it takes to keep that compressor running. So starting and stopping uses a lot more electricity than if the refrigerator or the freezer, stopping and starting just uses the most amount of electricity. So you want to minimize that. And you can minimize that with thermal mass. So if you don't have a lot of food in there, you can put these bottles of water. But remember, water is the only substance that expands both when heated and when cooled. So if you fill a 2-liter bottle completely full with water, no air, and you put it in the freezer, it'll probably break. But if you squeeze it so that 10% of that volume of water has been pushed out of the bottle, and then you put the cap on, so now you have a dent in the bottle where you squeezed it, then as the water expands, as it freezes, it won't crack the bottle.
Right.
So you can put those bottles in the refrigerator and in the freezer. In the refrigerator and the freezer, or refrigerator or the freezer. Take your pick. But that's what we do. And it really works. And it's, how much does it cost? It's free. When we come back, Steve, let's talk about generators. Let's talk about how we hook them up, why we hook them up that way, and are you ready? I mean, you can have a generator, and what most people do is they have these orange extension cords, which to me is crazy. That's what they do. We'll talk about that when we come back. How to do it right with Steve Elkins.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Elkins is with us, and we're talking about preparation for a storm like the one that is going to hit Florida in the next few days. Steve, how would you hook up a generator, or do you want me to talk about that?
You know, that's probably better your expertise, to be honest with you. I've got one, and I know how to use it. And I'm actually, my electrician guy called him a couple of days ago, and he flew back to California to take care of some family stuff. But I'm going to actually have a connection to my house that we can actually, you know, plug into the side of the house where the box is, basically, and run the entire house. So that's not done yet, unfortunately. Like I said, we just got this house that's kind of getting moved in still. But that is on the list to be done, and it's not done. But I can still run the essentials off this generator. I've got 9,000 peak watts. I can run a lot of stuff off it, but I'm going to have to do it a different way, not the way I want to do it. So I'll let you take carry this one.
Well, good thing you got that book from Black and Decker.
Right in front of me. I'm
it's
right
in the
here.
Book. Class, if you decide that you want to undertake something like this, and I think you certainly can do it. Okay. If you buy the same book that I bought mine many years ago. It's Black and Decker's. Complete, I don't know the exact title, but it's something like Complete Guide to Home Wiring.
That's
but in there,
yep.
Is that what it's called?
Yep. Okay. Looking at
it is a paperback, it's glossy pages, lots of pictures, typically more than one picture per page. It talks about wall switches, wall outlets, circuit panels, generators, three-way switches, four-way switches, overhead lighting, you know, how to new wiring, old wiring, the types of boxes, the types of wire cable, how many watts, how many amps, how many volts, everything you need to know is in this book. Now, it's the same book that I used when I wired our farmhouse here in Missouri. And I wanted to do it according to code, and I did. Actually, I exceeded the code. And so it'll talk about the wiring connectors, the wiring nuts, and some of the best practices that you can use for your home. So here's what I did. At the time, we didn't have solar power, so this would probably apply to most people listening. So this would be a traditional wiring of a home. You've got a meter outside, and you've got a circuit breaker panel inside. And what you do is you install what's called, this is the best practice. What you would do is install what's called a transfer switch. And a transfer switch may, it comes in a couple different sizes, 100 amp, 200 amps. And the 100 amp is way less expensive, probably will cost somewhere around $150. A 200 amp version will cost, well, I think I paid around $225 years ago, so we're probably in the $325-$350 neighborhood today. And what it is it a three-position switch. So we'll say one position is up, one position is in the middle center, and one position is down. And what up would be, the way I would wire it, would be the grid. The grid is connected in the up position. In the center position of this lever that you pull, would be disconnect, meaning you are not connected to anything. And then the down position would be the generator position. So you're either connected to the grid, you're not connected to anything, or you're connected to your generator. And what you do is you just hook your generator into this transfer switch. And the transfer switch sits between your meter base outside your home and your circuit breaker panel. It's as simple as that. And then what happens is when you lose power, you simply pull this lever and go into generator mode. But before you've done that, you've started the generator, you have it running at the proper speed, and you know, it's been running for a minute or so to get the generator engine all lubricated, you know, the oil circulating. You check your voltage. Some generators have a voltage meter, some have an amp meter, and then you, once you have it running at 240 volts, you throw the switch. Now, everything in your house, everything that's connected to your main breaker is now connected to the generator. So the way to do that is you would typically have a cable coming from this transfer switch. Typically, it's about a 30-amp cable. If you were to buy one at Harbor Freight, the Chinese tool outlet, it would be about $40. And it would have the connectors on both ends, one for connecting to your transfer switch and one for connecting to the generator. It's about a 10 or 15-foot long cable. You want to make sure your generator is outside. You do not want exhaust in your garage. You want that thing to be outside. And you want air to cool it. So what you do is you make sure that you've turned off all the circuit breakers that you don't think you want to power. And that would be like your hot water heater, your electric stove. Those are two items at your heat pump, because you're not going to be able to power them with a typical 5,000 through 10,000 watt generator. You just won't have enough capacity. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But you want to shut off all the breakers and then power them on one at a time, starting with the most important one first. And you're not going to be able to run all the things that you want. So if you want your well and your TV and everything else running at the same time, you're probably going to have to choose what's the most important. We'll be right back and continue this discussion with Steve Elkins. We'll also talk about boarding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.